I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome. I'm Phil Sansom, and this week's question is a sweaty one. It comes to us from listener Margaret.
Why? I can work in the yard and be covered in sweat for hours and only stink a little, but reveal one sensitive personal thing to a group of friends and immediately stink to high heaven.
I have a rubbish sense of smell and probably a bad sense of shame too. I've never noticed this, but Margaret has touched on some genuine science, and I have two experts here to explain between them. Angela Ballard from the International Hyperhidrosis Society and University of Cambridge physiologist Christoph Schwining. Here's Angela first.
The sweat your body produces when you're on stage, interviewing, or running late is indeed smellier than the sweat produced when you're working in your garden or exercising. Your body has two different kinds of sweat glands.
When you get hot exercising, the sweat you produce comes from eccrine sweat glands distributed all over your body.
This type of sweat begins after a slight warm-up period and tends to be odorless because it's composed mostly of water.
Whilst the liquid contains a natural antimicrobial, it provides the moisture that allows bacteria on your skin and in your clothes to grow, producing a little stink. The amount of stink will depend upon what bacteria are present and the sensitivity of your nose to those smells. But a word of warning, others may detect a stronger smell from you under those conditions because they are not adapted to your smell.
Apocrine sweat glands, on the other hand, are found mostly in your underarm area, genital area, and on your feet. These glands produce a thick, viscous fluid that's full of proteins and lipids and respond immediately to stress. No warm-up period required.
Now, fresh apocrine sweat doesn't actually smell that bad, but it is more oily than eccrine sweat, and critically, it wets regions that are rich in bacteria and odorants. And when you get embarrassed, the apocrine sweat wets these regions and all of a sudden the pong is released.
And the bacteria that naturally live on the surface of your skin love to feed and grow where there's proteins and lipids. And when you have bacterial growth, you have odor.
Your nose, like everyone else's, is sensitive to it because it gets to smell it, if you like, for the first time. But most people would struggle to detect a major stink under these circumstances. Now, it could be that your bacterial population is particularly pongy, or it could just be that your nose is more sensitive than most other people's.
Thanks to Christoph and Angela for helping with that answer. Now, don't run away, because next week's question comes from listener Charlie.
Humans have adrenaline for our fight or flight situation. Do bugs have this too?
Do you know the answer? Please don't make us fight or flight for it. Join the discussion on our forum, that's nakedscientists.com/forum, or if you've got a question you'd like us to answer, email chris@nakedscientists.com or use the web form at nakedscientists.com/question. We're also on Twitter or Facebook. That's it until next time. For now, goodbye.
Music in the programme is sponsored by Epidemic Sound, perfect music for your audio and video productions.
We're all looking to make more sustainable choices, but making your own shoes out of natural materials could pose a few challenges. At the Allbirds Innovation Lab, they're doing all the sciencey stuff, like research and testing to create shoes from natural materials, like leather made from plants, eucalyptus tree fiber, and sugarcane. It's not rocket science, it's shoe science. Allbirds is making shoes better than natural. They're supernatural. Find your perfect pair at Allbirds.com today That's allbirds.com.